For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony went up to the Shaw Festival for The Madness of George III, all about the king who lost the colonies. That would be us, heck, in the 1700s. And I gotta say, it was full of action, but it was a little confusing.
I saw it too. I would concur. Even in its original outing, Nigel Hawthorne tremendously praised for that performance, and it's a vivid role. I think that Tom McCamus's performance is kind of getting lost in the chaos of what's particularly in Act One, where the ensemble, far from the Shaw Festival ensemble one might remember, seemed rather collegiate. A mishmash of mugging, and on the opening night, unfortunately, for hooting actors in the back of the gallery, but we both noted that in that venue. But the story is simple. The king goes through a period of mental illness, which creates a crisis, what to do. And there are two factions, a faction that has a vested interest in him being ill, and a faction that has a vested interest in him being well. And between these, the queen, who actually loves the man. But as these two factions deploy doctors to pull at the body of the king without any regard to his humanity whatsoever, he's pulled this way and that way. Act two, he gets well, and then it's the fallout from that. It's very, very simple. But we never see that simplicity in this production, and we never get to see the vividness of the character, even with a very fine actor in the central role.
I do want to sing some praises, though, and I think you'll agree, Chick Reed as the queen.
She's a goddess. I think that Chick Reed is phenomenal. I've always liked her. And she does manage to walk the line through this production and give it some coherence. A remarkable actress. The two central performances.
Now, I have yet to get up to the Shaw for Me and My Girl. But in the past, I've been a little disappointed by their take on Broadway musicals, which aren't quite Broadway.
No, it was a London musical, but with a huge Broadway production that starred Robert Lindsay and Marianne Plunkett. You know, Marianne Plunkett winning a Tony Award for playing Sally, stealing the hearts of all New York for 3 years. I think that the Shaw is living up to the standard to which you're accustomed with musicals. Not the depth of feeling that Marianne Plunkett, Robert Lindsay were able to give this, even though I thought that Michael Theriault was just a wonderful physical performer, but there's no chemistry between them at all. Wonder why he didn't just leave her and meet someone else. Look, honey, you're standing in the way of my prospects. But to pull it back down, people were saying around me, well, it's a very shallow musical. Well, Sally's dilemma is identical to the dilemma in Camille, where the man has prospects and the relatives come and say, look, if you really love him, you won't stand in the way of his chances. And she makes the decision, and the lyrics of the song, which she sings very superficially, but the song, once you lose your heart, once somebody wakes it, you find that it's not your heart anymore. And it's a very painful song, and to sing it as if on cruise ship is to squander a musical that, you know, I promise you, I remember the phenomenon. It captured the hearts of Broadway, and I can't see this production quite doing it. That being said, it is a very pleasurable experience. Lots of singing, lots of dancing, lots of costumes, and all that. Of course, always at the Shaw, beautifully, beautifully produced. And at a certain point, if you quibble with this or that, you feel ungrateful. I am, however, eager to get back for Shaw's St. Joan. I was unable to see St. Joan, and that's also in the mix right now, and I really would like to get back up for that.
I got over to the Manny Fried for Desde el Puente, the bilingual one-act play festival. 10 plays, each very short. I wish I spoke Spanish. I would have gotten a lot more out of it. But I have to say, even not being bilingual, the acting and the direction are so fine. You get most of the jokes. And really, Races Theater, I think, has hit their stride.
Okay, I have that to look forward to.
Well, I am looking forward to getting my heart broken, or not. But definitely, I want to take some hankies to go see Light in the Piazza, which opens tonight out at the Lancaster Opera House. Second Generation Theater puts
it
on.
Yes, and also looking forward to Noel Coward's Hay Fever, Irish Classical Theater Company, also opening tonight.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.